Texte numéro 20. Can rugby help unite South Africa again? In 1995, South Africa seemed united beyond expectation, having rallied around an unlikely ambassador for racial change in a highly fractured country. The Springboks' triumph at that year's Rugby World Cup seemed to herald the birth of the Rainbow Nation, with white team captain Francois Pienaar accepting the Webb Ellis Cup from Nelson Mandela, the first post-apartheid president. We seemed invincible, or at least it felt that way at the time. I remember every game and how the crowd changed. What started off as a predominantly white audience soon changed until we were shoulder to shoulder with people of all races. When we drove the streets of Cape Town after winning the final, honking our horns and singing, we weren't white or black, we were South Africans. It was the first time I can remember really feeling that way, and everyone was hopeful that it would last. Rugby became more popular among races other than white. Soon there were a number of talented black players getting test caps, but it wasn't all smooth sailing. South Africa Rugby Union President Hoskins points out that the organisation sets aside $2.8 million each year with the specific goal of transforming the future of South African rugby to include more players of colour. What doesn't make sense is that only three players of colour made the squad for this World Cup. Hoskins argues that South African rugby is still suffering from the effects of apartheid. "This is a multifaceted challenge," he told CNN. "We're still plagued by the effects of the past. We still live in predominantly separate residential areas. There is change, but it's not quick enough. It seems we're just running in circles." Commentators agree that South Africa is still racially divided. One of them notes that, as a nation, South Africa hasn't learned how to deal with life post-apartheid. "It's not just the players on the field who are mostly white, it's the spectators too. Match tickets are priced so high that typically only wealthy, usually white, South Africans can afford to attend." Hoskins doesn't believe it's an issue of money. He says it's a question of trying to get people to mix racially and accept each other. It might be that South Africans need to come together more before the boys on the pitch reflect the makeup of the country. But I'd like to think that rugby has the ability to be a game changer off the field. We don't need to wait for the rest of society to catch up. We can show them how it's done and get closer to once again being South African first and black or white second. Adapted from CNN, September 2011.